technical operations as well as vocal performance. It's one of the best mocking periods in which students can be creative and demonstrate that creativity through their work. So on Mondays, you'll have, and I'm pretty sure these are straight on with what the days will be. If they switch the days on you, the class will still be the same. So Monday should be on air one. Students will hold positions including 1 to 2 hour air shifts on one of the 4 school radio stations, which you guys got to know through this last assignment. Write preparation will be graded as well as news, rewrites, and board work. So you'll be put into one station for the entire 8 weeks. So you'll get a group, you'll get a station, you'll be in that station for 8 weeks. Yes, sir?
We get to decide what station that we are
in. I do not believe so. If I were your instructor, I would know that the answer would be no. But instructors have different ways of doing it. I'm pretty sure, I would guess that you would not be able to select your own. But it might happen that you can. But I'm going to say no. Just know that if I were your instructor, no. You'd never be able to pick your group for anything.
Right, because you can't pick what station you
want. And did I share that story with you about how difficult it was for me to work with someone that I didn't like?
I don't
recall. I told a story about why you guys don't get to pick your own partner. Why I think that's important.
I thought you guys just wanted to see us
out. You stop recording me? Type in. Disclaimer, this is what Heather said. Yeah,
it'd be a long beep.
So third and fourth quarter, if you ever have me and you're in groups, I pick them randomly.
So are the radio concentration majors going to be combining with, like, another class or something, or are they just in their own little tiny...
It would be this class split, right, you guys, the ones that go video, film, the ones that go radio. You will have probably new students who decided, you know, who maybe have to take it over, or who maybe wanted to switch. Oftentimes, you have new students for some reason, you'll have some new people in. Mm-hmm. But they're not going to combine, like, 2 full classes.
Oh, okay.
It'll still be mostly your class, but you'll probably have some newcomers for whatever reason.
Yes. Do you know what we're going
to
have?
Do I know what you're going to have for Monday on air one? I think you're either going to have Keela Carson or Jim Bell.
So we're going to have different ones? Just one instructor?
I'm not sure who you're going to have, I'm telling you. I'm not sure who you're going to have for on air one for Monday.
What I'm saying, we're going to have different ones for different days?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you'll have different instructors for different days. Yep. Any other questions about on air one? Let me tell you this. You are scheduled for a job, and if someone does not show up in your group, you have to do their work.
Damn.
Yes. So it's just like a job. It's just like a job. You need to be here because you have a job to do. Know that if you are not going to be here, oh, you know what? I actually know who your instructor is going to be. Oh, is it going to be?
No, right?
You might also have Sue Kinney. You might also have Sue Kinney. I'm not sure who's teaching it right now in the mornings, I guess. But, so if you're not going to be here, you have to call in. If you're going to be late, call in. That way, if you know you're coming but you're going to be late, the instructor will be able to say, okay, Johnny will be here. He's going to be 15 minutes late. Because if we don't think you're going to be here, everyone has to cover. Okay, you cover this. And there'll be a program director who will also probably have an air shift. He or she will have other responsibilities. But most of the time, the person filling in is the one scheduled for program director, and that will rotate. So if you're not here, know that other people are doing your job. It's an independent grade, but it's the station that has to be up. Once it goes up, it never goes down. We don't broadcast out of school, but we broadcast on the hold. So if someone calls a school and they're on hold, it's the station.
Sure.
But you can't, like, sit in the parking lot and dial it in. Okay, Tuesday, radio production. You'll learn the different components of commercial copywriting and guidelines that need to be followed. You'll produce a total of 6 commercials in this class. It's the only structured time students will have to show off their production skills, take advantage of it. So if you like introduction to radio production, you'll definitely like radio production. But you know how in this class you have 2 labs for every assignment? In that class you have 1 lab. 1 lab for every assignment. And not only do you have to do the production, you have to hand in the script, the copy. And there's guidelines about how that copy should look. You're getting graded on broadcast style. You're getting graded on spelling. Your production has to match your copy. You'll get graded on that. It has to be exact to the copy that you wrote. And then it'll be a single voice spot the first time, and then it will increase. You know, multi-voice spot. Multi-voice spot with sound effects. And there's all these guidelines that you have to follow Also in that class, there's an assignment called the Spec Spotlight, which is an interview assignment where you take a, you check out a Marantz recorder from the school, and you schedule an appointment with someone. Usually it's a great time to network and hook up with somebody who's in the industry. You meet them, and you interview them, and then you're going to edit that all together, just like you did Popper, except for you do everything. You write the paraphrase. You've come up with the questions. You've done the interview. You're pulling the interview off of the Marantz recorder and putting it into Adobe. You're doing everything that Popper was, but you do it from scratch. So that's the Spec Spotlight, and you also do a public service announcement. So you do commercials, a Spec Spotlight, a public service announcement, and you have a midterm and a final exam. And on the midterm and the final, you have to write a commercial in class.
This is radio production, you said?
Radio production, I think. And this is the class on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So on Tuesdays, you have a 2.5-hour class, and the actual lab day won't be until later in the week. So the other half of Tuesday is split up in 4 weeks. The first 4 weeks will be the on-air one class. So it's a supplemental to the lab. In lab, when you're on the air, when you're the DJ, you have to fill out a music log, you have to follow the music log, and you have to follow a commercial log and fill it out properly because it's a legal document. It's a contract between the station and the advertisers. So you must fill it out properly. So you have to know how to use that. We go over that. You have to know how to run your board. You have to know how to write breaks. You need to rewrite news stories. You need to know how to perform when you're on the air. So there's all that stuff going on when you're doing a job. Like, once that station is up on Tuesdays, or on Mondays, it's up. So you're kind of like, just have to go with it. And then on Tuesdays, there's a class that breaks everything down. So Monday you're doing it, Tuesday it's breaking everything down. There will be a final exam, so it's in 4 weeks. There will be a final exam on Tuesday. So then the other 4 weeks will be broadcast writing for radio on Tuesday. So Tuesdays are broken up into 4 weeks. The first 4 weeks is on air one. Basically, it's the class to help you with the lab. And then the next 4 weeks will be broadcast writing for radio. And that class, I enjoy it. I didn't think I would, but I enjoy it. There's a, you start off, which I think you have a class this quarter where you do the current events quiz. Mm-hmm. You start off with lecture, discussion on current events, and then you take the current events quiz. And then you're going to have a group of stories that you're going to have to order for your news director and what order these stories go, and they'll discuss that. And then you need to write a story and hand it in for a grade. So every day in that class, you're taking a quiz and handing in a story. And then there's a content analysis, which is where you have to listen to 30 minutes of a news broadcast and analyze it. And do it. And you're analyzing it through the lens of story order. Timeliness, proximity, significance, human interest. So through that lens of story order, you're listening to this broadcast and you're writing a paper about it. Okay. Sounds terrible, but it's actually, students do a really nice job with it. I've been quite impressed with the papers I've gotten back on it. And I don't know, I enjoy the current events quizzes and that discussion that students bring up. And so I didn't think I would enjoy it as much as I do as an instructor. So I like it, and I hope you guys like it as students. I did not sell that at all, did I, you guys?
Just sell it.
So any questions about On Air 1 radio production class, On Air 1 class, or broadcast writing for radio?
Nope.
Wednesdays is digital editing. So if you like this class but you don't like performing, you like the editing portion of it, then this is the class that you're really going to enjoy, because you're going to be in the Adobe Lab, and it's your job to do an assignment every single day for grade, and you're just bringing your headphones. You're just going to edit. You're not going to voice anything. So an example of what you might edit. There will be a morning show, and it's going to be a run of the best of. You need to take out any dated references. Anything that mentions time, the weather, the day of the week, sports scores for the game last night, anything that references the time, you need to take out. So that you can do smooth edits, and make sure that they're conversational so they can air the best of. Another assignment would be to edit together like the Popper, where you have an actuality, an interview, and you have to edit it to match the paraphrases that the anchor already recorded in. So you're putting it all together, the news feature together. Another one would be a commercial that's all broken up, and the actor has given several different reads for the commercial, and you have to put it together. I think that's it. but like you'll do a commercial twice. You do like the popper style twice, and they get kind of more intense as you move along. So every single day there's going to be a grade in that class. So if you're not going to be there, you have to contact your instructor. On air one, every single day you're running stations and you have a job. So if you're not going to be there, you need to contact your instructor. And then radio production, the class, is going over everything you need to know for lab, which is on Thursday. So radio production lab on the next page, on the back side, is a 4.5-hour lab dedicated to producing and writing the commercials for radio production. Yes?
So the only kind of promotion or anything we have for radio is air class that we have right now, correct? We don't have another class.
There is not a promotions class in third quarter, correct. In fourth, well, we do talk about fourth quarter. Fourth quarter is dedicated to being on the air and coming up with your demo, your production demo and your on-air demo, and a news demo if that's what you prefer. But you also have a class that's dedicated to career services in fourth quarter. I don't know if they touch on it at all, but I know that in fourth quarter, it's not touched on besides in production. You will do station promos like this assignment where you create them and you produce them.
Right.
But like Eric's class, there isn't another one in third quarter and there isn't another one in fourth quarter unless career services touches on it. Any other questions? So Thursday is a 4.5-hour lab. You will have a lab to yourself. Yes, you should.
What's the difference between the on-air one and then the radio performance?
Radio performance, which is on Fridays, is all talk shows all the time. So on Fridays, have you ever come in here and there's been desks set up? Do you ever see that? There's desks set up with microphones on them. You see that?
Yeah.
Well, desks get set up with microphones on them. You get routed into the board and they record you onto mini discs. And those are talk shows. Students are doing talk shows. So on Fridays, the first Friday, don't miss that first Friday. The first Friday, they're going to lecture on the entire class. You're going to know what group you're in. You're going to know how they're going to break down the shows. You're going to know what you're going to be graded on. Like that's the day of lecture. Then after that, you're doing shows. You show up, you do a show, you get critiqued and graded on the show. You produce another show. You take the week to produce it, you show up, you do the show, you get graded on the show. There's no final exam, there's no midterm, it's all you and your group doing talk shows. So it's different because it's in the class, and it's all about the talk show, as opposed to being in a studio and having it all be about the DJ show and running
like
news.
Like a morning talk show, like something like that?
It's a cross between, and whoever your instructor is will describe it differently, but the way that I describe it is that what you're doing is a cross between personality-driven radio and content-driven radio, fact-driven radio. So something split between the AM and FM dial. So I want my students to be personalities and have fun and we're gonna laugh, they're gonna create bits. But then you also have to do research. And I'm going to know you did research because I'm gonna say, okay, I need for the first 2 weeks, three different attributions. Meaning I need to hear you do research and attribute that fact three different times, different facts. And the next week, you know, it'll be increase and increase so that you're doing more and more research. So it's a split between the two.
Yes.
Some of you might have an asterisk by that because for the afternoon class, I teach Friday. But right now, in the mornings, for you guys, it will be Keela Carson. Keela Carson will teach the morning radio performance. It's enjoyable. It's a fun class.
Where are we at?
Talk shows, Keela. So in your talk shows, you're responsible for reading a commercial. The show is brought to you by a client, so you get graded on that commercial read, that live commercial read. And you're also getting graded on how you guys work together. It's an individual grade, right? So it is an individual grade, but you're a group. So if, like as an example, you will lose points if you dominate the show and don't let anybody else talk. You know, it's not, you don't get a better grade because you talk the most. You get marked down for it. Also, but if you're not talking at all, if the other people are talking and being a part of the show and you're just sitting there quietly, you don't get to say they didn't let me talk, because what would happen if I hired three people and one person never talked? and I hired you to be on air talent, I would fire the person who didn't talk, you know. So it's being able to work within a group and being and do the research, being heard, and being a personality and having fun with it. Fourth marking period, the focus is, like I said, is on-air radio shows and putting together a demo. You'll spend 4 days in the station performing various duties that include DJ, news reporter, program director, or you may get a chance to work in the production room. One of those days is started off in class, what's known as a staff meeting. The instructor will give an overall review of how well you've been doing on air, as well as what areas may need improvement. And you'll also have a lab day where you'll put together a demo using the air checks from your radio station performances. And the thing about air checks, you know, they're going to give you a guideline, and your instructor is going to approve the air checks. And then what I love now is that it's mandatory that you do a production demo. When I was a student, it wasn't. When I was a student, I had an instructor who probably taught this class, or maybe my third quarter class, and said, you know, you like production, I think that you should do a production demo in addition to your on-air demo. And my first job, I had to jump through a lot of hoops to get the job. I know I interviewed a lot of times to get it. And then when he finally gave me the job, he said, I want you to know that one of the things, the big hinge was that you had that production demo. If you had only had that on-air demo, it showed that you were green, you weren't comfortable, you weren't really, you're not really a personality, it just is you're a real novice. Except in your production, you are having fun, you're being all these different characters, you're strong with editing, you have good levels. It just showcased so much more professionalism than your on-air demo did. And that's why I got my first job, because on my tape, on my B-side, I said production demo, because I felt like I had fun in production and I wanted them to see the stuff that I had done. I would not have gotten that job if I wouldn't have done that on my own. But now it's mandatory. Now everyone does production demo. What's your question? Do we still do it on tape? Was that the question? Because the answer
is no. My question was, so what would be the difference? But is that like the demo reel right there?
Yeah, the difference between an on-air demo and a production demo. An on-air demo are your breaks from on the air. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? You know what that is?
Okay, so when it's not music.
Right, yeah. Okay. No, not going to record music and have them listen to the music. Yeah. You're going to record you talking and have them listen to you talking. Mm-hmm. How your weather sounds. How, you know, your break sound, coming out of music, going into music, how you're running the board, it showcases all of that. And the production demo is taking, like, it's cherry-picking the best parts of your productions and putting them together. Mine was, like, 5 minutes long, but it needs to be 60 seconds. It's going to be, like, 60 to 90 seconds long. Mm-hmm. Mine was just super gratuitously long.
And we'll have
long.
To do both of those?
You have to do both, yeah. You have to do both.
And those are, like, demos that we'd be giving potential employers.
Yeah. Yep. You save them as MP3s. You email them. You know, to the when you get an interview. You know, or you get a lead, you would email that to them. Yeah. Yes.
Didn't you like being on the air?
I did like being on the air.
I mean, why do you critique it down, or why do you cut it down?
I don't feel like I did cut it down. I was telling you what my program director said to me. I got an on-air job. My first job was Afternoon Drive in Saginaw in Classic Rock. That was the job he gave me. I'm saying that as a student, your students, I'm not cutting it down at all. All I said was that I was told that my on-air demo was green, meaning I was a novice, meaning I had a lot of things.
Beginner.
I had a lot of things to work on. That's all I said. And then, but my production, I was better at production. I was solid. I had a mature production sound as opposed to a green on-air sound. So he hired me for an on-air position because he said, I have this example of how mature you can be. And then so based on that. Right. So I'm sorry that you thought I was cutting.
No, I don't mean cutting down the job or position. I just mean, like you yourself, how did you critique your own?
Is that how what did you I want to do? It's funny, I don't have that anymore.
Do you prefer production to on-air talent? I mean,
I like being on the air. I like being on the air as a radio DJ, you know, and playing music. I like being on the air as a co-host on an all-talk format, which is what I do now. I like that. So I do like that. I think I just matured quicker in production. I love production, and I love performance. I love them both. All I'm saying is that I'm 35 now. At 19 years old, I matured faster in production than I did on the air. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean,
what's the difference between production and on air?
Yeah, because I thought you were saying production was just a whole bunch of your.
Production is this class.
This is a production class. Oh, okay. Like when you were actually doing commercials and stuff like that.
Yeah. On air is what you had the first quarter when you were playing music. That's the difference between the two.
On air.
This is a production class.
Okay.
Yeah. This is production. On air. And then I also use producing as in gathering facts to produce a show. So don't confuse those things either. There's production, like we're in the studio and we're creating station promos, we're creating commercials, we're writing them, we're producing them, you know, we're casting people in them. There's that. Then there's production where, then there's producing where you're gathering information to create a show from scratch. What are you guys going to talk about? What's going to happen during the show? You know, how long is the show going to run? When are, you know, what are the breaks and stuff? That's all built into the clock hour, but you get to see what content, what are you going to talk about that day.
When you actually did get that first job on FDA Drive, how much, like, production did you have to actually
get? I did production every day.
So you had to actually come on and stuff?
No, they gave me jobs to do. So, when I moved to another station, I said I wanted to do more production and writing. So I said I wanted to do more, so I got to be production assistant and write with him and do more. But when I first started, and as you go through, in my career, it was I had an on-air shift, and then when I got done off the air, I'd go to lunch, and then I'd come back, and I'd have production. So I'd have a mailbox, and that mailbox, the production director would give me jobs to do. So he would say, I want you to do dubs of all these 20 commercials, and then I want you to produce this one commercial, or whatever it is. You know, he gave me jobs to do.
So you didn't have to, like, sit and come up with stories and all that? I mean, that's, my question.
I didn't do news, no.
No, I mean, like, you know, how in the first quarter we had to come up with stories and voiceovers and...
Those are breaks, yes. I did that every day. But they're not stories, they're...
But they give you the topic, though.
No.
Right?
Oh. No, that's different. So when you're on the air, you research... You produce your own show basically as a DJ, not part of a morning show, not having a producer. So I would listen to the news. I would watch the hot programs everyone is watching. I would find out what the artists were doing, and then when I would get on the air, if I was going into an artist who had a new album coming out, or they were releasing a best of, or they were coming to town, I would talk about that. If there was a hot show that was on last night, or someone said something crazy, you know, on a show, I would talk about that. You know, the station does give you liners that you have to say, meaning what the station is going to be doing. So you have to talk about that. So that'll be built in. Then at 12 o'clock, I had the Classic Rock Cafe, where that was part of my show. In that hour, I took requests, and then I did a commercial for Hooters. I gave away Hooters chicken wings to caller number 7. You know, so there's a clock hour. Everything is planned. And some things they give you, like at 12 o'clock, you're doing the all request hour, and you have to give away the Hooters chicken wings. And then, okay, at this time you have to talk about our contest. At this time you have to talk about, you know, the Led Zeppelin hour. At this time you got to talk about Beatles at 5. And then the other times, when I was able to, I talked about artist information, what's happening in the community, you know.
So basically just the current affairs of what's format to your station.
Exactly. Yes, ma'am.
Do you know what type of job typically, like, people get once they leave here? Like, what's a typical job they might get at a radio station or something?
Entry-level jobs, my entry-level job was afternoon drive and production, and I was PSA director, where I just filtered through the PSAs and picked the
so
one.
That's considered entry-level?
That was entry-level for me. I'm telling you, that was entry-level for me, and there are students who start entry-level on the air in smaller markets.
Uh-huh.
Entry level could be that you are doing sales. Entry level could be that you are in promotions. You know, so it's going to be, entry level could be copywriting. Entry level could be production assistant at maybe not a station, maybe a company that does strictly production, and you're assisting.
So it could be all different.
Yeah, really, it's going to be entry level.
However that station feels is whatever.
Yeah, like if you're in Detroit,
yeah,
entry level's not going to be on the air.
Yeah.
It won't be.
Yeah.
It'll probably be board operator, mm-hmm. where you're running the show for a syndicated show for somebody else. Mm-hmm. It could be promotions, where you're going out there and you're setting up events with the promotions director. But it's not going to be on the air. But if you go to a smaller market, you could be on the air and doing production and doing sales. You know, your entry level could stand more in a smaller market. Any other questions? Yes, ma'am.
You we can change a position when we're doing the radio.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, in one day, you'll be doing news and DJ and possibly production. In one day. When you're program director, you're program director all day. In addition to possibly being a DJ, possibly reading sports.
Is the possibility going to give somebody an absent or?
No. Possibility meaning it might be sports, it might be entertainment. You will have another job. You will never just have one job. Good questions. Yeah.
So, like she has a different position. Whatever we're doing in that class is like the real thing.
Well,
so it'll give us a feel if we like that or not.
Yeah. Except for program director. You know, program directors have a lot more responsibility than what you are given as a student as program director.
But we get a general feel.
But you get a taste of what it's like to have to be. You're not in control of your classmates though, because they're your classmates, but you're monitoring them. And you have to fill out a PD report on what they're doing. But it's not your job to be like, hey, Johnny, stop. You're not going to police your classmates because, I didn't pay this money to have someone in my class boss me around, you know.
Well, but, you are the advantage to see what you're really good at. And
yeah, you're going to switch. And I would say, you're getting the experience. They're all what you're going to be doing. Except for program director, because you're not given that almighty power of the program director to hire or fire people. You're a student. So all you do as program director is fill in for people who are absent, reschedule for people who are not there, and fill out the PD report and let the instructor know how the day went. You would have many more responsibilities if you were an actual. You'd have more power if you were an actual program director. You'd be making decisions about the content that went over the air, about the clock hour. What?
Have you been a program director?
No.
You were alone.
No. Nope. Yes.
Do you have any idea if somebody on the video side will break the clock?
Someone told me Tony did that today.
Yeah.
What?
You were absent. I'm sorry. Yeah, Tony did that today.
Okay.
Right?
The video?
Yeah.
Yes. So, your first job, and you said you were the one at Afternoon Drive, were you getting paid that residual production, or
you get paid salary, and then you work
part of the
you work more than four. Yeah, it's part of your job. The only time I made extra money outside of my salary was Metabolite 356 paid me. Yeah, so I made that, and then when I went on remote. And I did a remote broadcast at a location as part of the sales package. The talent got paid $100. So when I would go out, I would get $100, and that would be extra. And then in my contract, I signed up for a bonus. If I got good numbers in the ratings, then I would get a bonus check. But other than that, you work however many hours you have to do to get the job done, you get the job done. Yes, ma'am.
Do we get to write our own commercials and stuff like that?
For third quarter?
Yes.
Yeah, you start off with a fact sheet, which tells you the first four commercials you have to do, and you're writing it. And then the next two commercials, you get to pick your client. The PSA, you get to pick your nonprofit organization. And then for the spec spotlight, you get to pick who you're going to interview. So it's really just the first four commercials where it's like, you have to do this. You have to do this. You have to do this. But there is a lot of freedom in there. You're writing the copy.
Yeah.
So what if a person who, for that day, was supposed to bring that stuff in, how would that work if they're asking?
So you're confusing the classes. So that's the radio production class is where you're writing the commercials. Okay. And if someone's not there, it doesn't matter because that's you. You're in your own studio. You're writing your own commercials. You're not dependent on somebody else. It's the on-air class. The on-air class, when you're scheduled, like if you're you're scheduled to be DJ 2, but DJ 1 doesn't show up, your program director, rather, could say, you're going up first. And then when they come in, they're going to be late, they'll just take over your shift.
Okay.
And you have to be prepared for that.
Okay.
That's what it is. So the on-air 1 class is when that works. But radio production, you're working by yourself. Writing your own stuff, producing your own stuff, being graded on your own stuff. In radio performance, you're working in a group. But you get an individual grade.
Oh yeah.
Any other questions?
No.
I'd like to share another story with you guys that is really that up. I want to share another story about working in radio, something that I did that, the last one was something I did that I wasn't proud of, and I want you guys to learn from that. And that's why you don't get to pick your own groups. But here's something that I was proud of and that I want to share as well, because I think that you can learn from that too. It was the weekend, so it was a Saturday, and I was going out on a remote. So I packed up the van, and we had these brand new stickers, magnets, that went on the side of the van. There were these huge magnets, and they stick on the side of the black van, right? And that's what they're there. They're there to be on the van, so when you drive around, people will be able to see. So I go to the event, everything's fine, everything's great, and then I go back from the event, and I'm driving on the freeway, and I see the sign rip off, and I see it tear to bits in the parking lot, on the street. On the freeway. And so I'm like, I think to myself, God, should I go back and try to get it? I'm like, it's a million pieces, it's the freeway, that would be dangerous. So I'm just going to drive back to the station. It's a Saturday, you know, there's the air talent that's on the air, and I knew none of my bosses would be there. And I'm kind of freaking out, what do I do? It's this brand new thing we just got. And I get into the station, and the owner of the station, it was a small company, that was the owner actually was there, family company, and the owner of the station was in his office. And I was like, that's the only person of authority here. I need to tell someone this. So I walked into his office, and I said, I want to let you know, and I told him the story about what happened, and he looked up at me, and he was like, wow, I can't, he goes, I want you to know that I'm so proud of you for coming in and telling me, because so often, we just discover things are broken or missing, and then no one ever, we never find out what happened to it. It's always a mystery. And so I left there, and I was just so full of, like, pride for myself. Like, I fessed up for what I did wrong, and instead of getting in trouble, my boss was like, you know, that's awesome that you spoke your truth or whatever, or stepped up. And what's that?
Said fires you a week later.
I've never been fired from a job, except for from my dad when I was, my dad fired me when I was in high school. We worked at the same place.
He had two jobs. He fired someone.
How was that at home?
I worked at Kmart, and I quit Kmart to clean Kmart, and I bragged to all my friends working at Kmart that I made more money cleaning it, and I cleaned with my dad. Uh-huh. So then they said, okay, you need to let Heather go, you know, and so at home my dad just said, he was very nice about it. He was like, Heather, you need to let you go. I didn't like the job anyway, so it wasn't that big of a deal. But I got fired for bragging. Mm-hmm. Maybe another lesson for you.
I just felt like there's more details.
No, that's it. Yeah, no, I got fired for bragging that I made more money cleaning it than I did working at it. Anyway, so you know, I wish you much success, and that's all I can say.
Yeah.
Any other questions? We do have a few more minutes. I'm listening to a few more, so we're not leaving. Do you have any other questions about what to expect during fourth quarter?
Ken.
Oh.
No. It's Ken. Anyway, you're down here tomorrow. What?
Video or
radio?
Video is where it's at. Video vertical. Found that life over there.
Oh, sure.
You should go ready.
Stand by for Katie Peters.
Hey, everybody. I just want to remind you that the internship fair is Thursday, so you need to sign up by tomorrow. If you don't sign up, you cannot attend the fair. If you have any questions or concerns, I'm going to be in my office down the hall.
Yeah. Do we have to have one TV and one radio
signature? No. You don't have any signature. Anyone can sign except for Dick Kernan. Okay. The only instructor that will not sign your form.
And I told him I wouldn't.
And then tell him to.
Yeah, so did all of the rest of them.
But anybody else can sign your form?
Attorney
Steve said he wouldn't do?
Yeah, Steve said he wouldn't a while ago.
I told your instructors that I have to watch your grades for this marking period, and if you don't do a 3.0, I will take your internship will not qualify, and you'll have to wait till their marking period. Any other questions? Okay.
If you're not going to do an internship next marking period, would it still be beneficial to go to the internship period?
Yes, anytime you can network with other, like for employers, is a good way to get your name out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we need a resume for it?
You need 20 to 30 copies of your resume, yes. Yeah. Any other questions?
Okay. You're welcome. All right, so then let me ask you a question. Do you guys feel like you're not going to be able to get someone to sign your internship form? Is that how you feel right now?
Yes. And the teacher said they wouldn't sign it.
I already got mine done.
Wait, stand by. What?
I already got mine done.
Yeah.
Only two teachers that will sign yours, Jim and Bob.
Jim and Bob. That's all that's left, isn't it? Jim and Bob?
Maybe Harry. You said you wasn't, Steve said he wasn't, Tony said he wasn't.
So you have Jim, Bob, and Erica, that's good. So your resume, have you ever made a resume yet?
Yeah, but...
Okay, so then what you...
I don't want to care if I worked at Big Boy, you know what I mean?
Well, what you do is you...
I'm sorry for... did you get the resume pack they have over there?
Yeah.
Go get that. It has guidelines about what you need to do. It has examples on what you can do. The whole nine yards.
Where's that at?
And they would be interested to know that you did work at Big Boy, but you're going to phrase that, like, what did you work with? You worked with the public? You know, you're going to phrase things in a way that highlighting your multitasking, you know, working on your feet, you know, being able... I never waitress, but... Get that example, and
you don't want to
and you spend.
As a mother, you're a domestic engineer as well. So.
I did. I once waitressed at a banquet though, where you carry the big tray and do that. But I never like took orders and did all that.
I do that. I do banquet.
The banquet.
Yeah.
I did that. I did it at.
Used to park cars on the roof.
Club Monte Carlo when I was like 15, 16.
What is that?
Where is it?
Like where people had weddings.
A wedding. Yeah, I know. I've had a wedding.
Yeah. Yeah, banquet service. Yeah. Any other questions? People are interested in your work history. They are interested in your references. They're interested in what you're doing here. Breaking down the classes. And all right, let's stand by for Mike. Ready? Stand by. Yep, they're all pretty. Stand by. Ready?
It might be cold outside, but it's red hot with Southland's pure classic rock, 96.9 WSHS. That's because we're sending you and a guest to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers at Joe Louis Arena on Friday, June 1st. Just be the 15th caller on the 96.9 line when you hear the Red Hot bomb drop, and you'll be headed to the Joe to jam with Chad, Josh, Anthony, and Thwee. But that's not all. You'll automatically be entered to win a trip for two to L.A. to see the Chili Peppers perform live in an acoustic set. Get away from the winter chill with the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And it's all thanks to Southfield's pure classic rock, 96.9 WSHS. The Chili Peppers perform live set. Get away from the winter chill.
Is this another guy?
No, he didn't do it yet.
No, there's no second voice in there. That's the same guy. Okay, so this guy sounds just like the other one. Okay. Other comments? Yes.
His vocals don't sound red hot like his message.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, pump it up. Be more excited. Have more fun. Yes.
I like where he included his sound bit. It's
both perfect.
Yeah. And the sound effect peaks at -3. That's really good. Anything else? So have more fun with your delivery.
Yeah.
See, now, if I listen to it.
It might be cold outside, but it's red
hot. Yeah, he's not peeking.
Pure classic rock. 96.9 WSHS.
Not peeking.
That's because we're sending you and a guest to see the Red Hot Chili
Peppers. Yeah, you haven't peeked yet.
At Joe Louis Arena.
I think you don't peek at -3 until here, maybe.
You'll automatically be entered.
So low levels.
Yeah,
low levels.
Yeah, I think you pop that first pee, if not.
Watch popping peas. Low levels, watch popping peas. Have more fun and excitement. Who says this? Who about that?
Mike.
You getting all this?
Yeah. Stingy guy.
So when is this assignment due?
Tomorrow.
Remember that we're not taking attendance until everything is returned. You guys are doing a pretty good job with that. I don't think we've had trouble, have we?
Nope.
Getting stuff returned. So this is one thing that I would say is as you're getting, we only have one more assignment after this. So as you're getting closer and you're getting confident, it doesn't mean to throw away your notes and not refer back to them. We still need to follow directions. Like, we're having troubles in the Adobe lab with removing our flash drives because we're not following directions. So just because you're getting confident, don't throw your notes away. And the other thing I would say is definitely double check your flash drive on another computer. Open it, open the folder, open the session, play a little bit of it. If you have more than one session, you know that's going to get a late grade. If I go to open the session and files do not open, that's going to get a late grade. So check it on another computer and look for those things. Do you have any questions for me?
Yeah,
one more. No.